Wow, welcome to iCarly. Is that how they started
No. Hello,
it? And
Tony, you, they don't know we're back.
Guten Tag, and then another little spicy one, bonjour, and then hello mate, shrimp on
Sorry.
the baba for the Australian folks, and then for our Canadian fans, oh, sorry. That's hello in Canadian.
And
Fuck
the American one is just like, oh, a person saying the N-word.
off. That's what hello is. Or just silence.
It has been a little bit of a break.
A little second. We just took, basically, we were really overwhelmed with like our upload schedule last time. And like, we realized that we weren't like, this is like every YouTuber. I realized that I just wasn't like myself in all the videos we were posting, and I just didn't like who I was becoming. And
It
so I
was really
knew,
draining my aura.
and so I knew I needed to take a step back and figure out why I started all of this. This is literally how they all sound. Let's be honest, we'll be straight up with y'all. We just got lazy. Like point blank, like we just got lazy.
It just got harder. I moved. It was just like, it was a whole mess
I
too.
got more lazy. I didn't want to keep driving to his house.
Yeah, especially with all that weight that you gain in your thighs now, it's like I'm sure it's so difficult for you.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were open about that.
You really don't know how we look like. What's it called? If there's one blessing that COVID did for us, it's being able to do this virtually.
Was gonna say like nobody has to look at my ugly face now.
Never, nobody's ever looked at your face to begin with.
What?
Wait, what?
You're so dumb. I mean, like the masks, like ugh, they're
Oh,
literally a
I thought
blessing.
you meant like the podcast, like plot twist, like you're with me the
No,
entire time. I was never
you're
there.
not our face anyway.
No, imagine if like you were
No.
recording the entire time. I just like never knew. Like every episode was being uploaded, like with our faces. I just like never knew.
Funny. What were we saying about? Yeah. Oh, honestly, like that's the one thing that I love now. Like, I don't really have to care how I look because I have the mask on.
No, dead ass. The way I'd be showing up raggedy to these stores and literally no, like who? Nobody even knows how I look.
Never stopped you
That's
before
crazy.
anyway, but
What?
let's talk about, instead, speaking of masks, let's talk about these white like crackheads.
Don't talk about your people like that.
Only 42%.
Yeah, 42%
You
not.
know I'm sensitive to
You know, sensitive. I don't want to talk about it.
No, it's literally
So
it's so annoying.
basically, on March 14th, all these white people woke up and were like, "Yep, I now pronounce myself having a medical condition that is undisclosed, and I refuse to breathe CO2." That was one of the, that was like one of the things this one chick was saying. She's like, I want to breathe O2, not CO2. Like, bitch, huh?
Little does she know that she breathes nitrogen. She doesn't even breathe O2.
She probably thinks that the earth is flat, so don't worry.
Wait, it's
Oh,
not.
it is?
It's just like and like oh my
You
God,
know, okay, but you know
it's
what I'm
so
really like?
embarrassing. Like they literally walk around with a medical exemption cards thinking that they're real.
They're like, this is like, but you know what's so funny is that, like, they're like, oh my God, you're discriminating against me. It's like, well, and they're always like, this, it's not a lot, it's not a lot. And I was like, do you know that this is a private business? The business can do whatever the fuck they want. If they want to require you to walk into the, if they require for you to walk into the store without pants, you have to take off your pants. That's what the store requires. So if they say it doesn't matter if it's a law, it does not matter. If they say wear a mask, you have to wear a mask. I work at a clinic, and a lot of times, and it's like kind of like an anti-vax clinic, but we won't get into that. The amount of like parents that come with their kids being like, I need an exemption for school. I'm just like, oh God. They're like, in the first, like, we're supposed to ask them, like, what's the reason, you know? Like, it was like, he gets very, like, anxious when, like, he puts it on. And I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if you're the one that's making him anxious. You probably have, like, a freak out in front of him wearing it. He probably, like, thinks it's weird, too.
Yeah. Ow. You just freeze.
And then this one parent was just like, my child gets so stressed when like she sees me with the mask on because she can't recognize me. And like the child was like 2 months old. And I was like, bitch, you can't recognize anybody.
They really be turning into drama queens over a piece of cloth. Literally, it makes no sense.
But you know, oh, I was gonna reveal too much information about my life, never mind. It's a funny story though. Anyways, So
Anyway,
yeah,
well, basically, what we're trying to say is wear your
basically,
mask because you're not special.
white people confirmed what we already knew. They're all mentally ill. We already knew that, and they all confirmed it.
No, literally, if there's one thing you take away from this, from today, is literally wear your mask and stop getting people sick. You're not special. You're not above
Also,
anybody.
it's 6 fucking feet. It's not 3 feet. It's 6 feet. If you're too close to me, I will tell you to back up. Bitches will be like only two
Yeah,
steps behind
I'm
me,
locked
thinking
up.
that's 6 feet. And
Don't
I'm like, ma'am, I don't care if our line is going around the
think
target.
you're locked up. It's like they do it on purpose now. It's like they get close to you on purpose.
They
They're like,
want to do it
I
on
connect with
purpose. And I
this
just,
person, and the
but
next
you
person
know,
is like,
it's so awkward telling them to back up because there's also people in front of them that's doing it to them too. And it's like a whole line. So if they back up, they have to force everybody else to back up. And I'm just like, oh.
I'm not afraid. I've literally had to verbally tell people to get back. They're not special. They're not going to invade my space. There's literally markers on the floor. You have no excuse. These
But
people
there was a
are
chick.
like to run the world.
You know how like all the dressing rooms are closed? There was a chick in Old Navy like trying on pants, like in like behind like a rack, you know? And I was leaving. I told the employee, I was like, "There's a chick back there trying on their pants." Like, just so you know, she's literally trying it on. Like, I don't know if she plans on taking it, but.
They're acting if they can't return them, like damn, like just come back. The world's not gonna end.
I was told where we live. I
You're done.
almost said like the mall was.
You gotta be especially careful with this episode because this probably gonna go viral on
No, like you know what's so ugly about white people? Because like they're always be like, oh my God, I don't want to breathe CO2, just O2. But then I'm just like, you do know like surgeons wear these masks, right? So do you think like surgeons are like putting like toxins in their bodies in the middle of heart surgery? Like, or do you just think
Imagine thinking that, like, how embarrassing. You call yourself a human?
like folks be doing surgeries for 9, 10 hours straight and they have it on their face? Do you just
Literally,
think
these people are so
they
stupid that we can literally convince gorillas to like probably wear
Oh
masks
yeah, we were
switch
worried like when I was younger and I had like a whooping cough. When I walked into the clinic because I told them about my cough, I was forced to put on the mask, and like the people around me had to wear masks around me because I was
was
having a
literally
whooping cough. Imagine if I was like, I don't want to breathe CO2, I want to breathe O2, and they're like, bitch, you have a virus inside you.
They really think it. They're just like, well, if I get sick, I'm gonna get everybody else sick.
No, but they
But
don't
they're
even like,
probably
no, like they don't even understand. They're like, I'm not even sick. My family's not even sick. It's like, it doesn't work like that, sweetie. It does not work like
if it's for
that.
anybody, really, there's like the religious objectors, there's like the crackhead moms that are like, you can't force me to wear this. There's the like the I'm my rights are being taken away from me. I just wanna pop all of them in my mouth with a rock.
You know why it's white people? It's because this is the first time where they can actually like pretend to feel oppressed. They're like, wait a second. Somebody's forced me to do something. My time has come. How dare
Literally,
you discriminate? They love that word.
markers.
Discriminate against
Oh,
me.
can I tell you? I have never seen like it. I have never seen a group of white people march so fast to the Capitol since like March. They were, and I mean, with their rifles,
Imagine.
the pistols.
You know when they stormed like the Michigan State state house or whatever with like their guns and everything. And I'm just like, what
the employees were like live recording and they were like, I'm terrified for my life. I think
and they're literally like, do you plan on like killing everybody? Like,
like, and they suddenly don't have to wear masks. Like, is that what they thought? Like, oh, we killed everybody. Now we don't have to scare them.
Like, they're as strapped as the military and they're in the Capitol. And I'm just like, do you literally plan on killing like the senator, or do you just like think it makes it look tough? Because like, yeah, there's no reason. Like, who is gonna attack you? Like, if the state house guard tells you to leave, are you gonna be like, oh, he's attacking me, so I'm gonna shoot?
And don't even get me started on that.
No matter,
the guards were so lenient on those people that were literally pushing towards them with their guns.
It's called white privilege. The nuggets of the Black Lives Matter protest are called riots.
Okay, people getting shot with the rubber bullets and everything, but I guess they could march straight up to their governor with the guns, but that's for a different episode.
That's what I'm saying. For all, which I'm pretty sure like two people, for all the Black people out there, start the buying yourself guns. Like, there's a moral to the story. I'm not saying to shoot anybody.
What did you say? I wasn't even listening. For all intents and legal purposes, my co-host is a little bit drugged up right now. So for all legal intents and purposes, anything she says cannot be held liable against her. We have our lawyers on call.
Oh my God, have you gotten your stimmy yet?
Huh?
Have you gotten your stimmy yet?
I haven't. I can't because I'm claimed as a dependent thing.
Oh, but they said that college students who are still dependent will not get it.
They're not. That was for the one that the 2000 increase one. Wait.
The 2000. The last stimulus check didn't include them, and now they're including them.
That's the one that they were planning on releasing, but like, because when Trump was like, I want people to get 2000, like, that was the one that they were going to give to college students, but they already, well, like, said
I literally saw a tweet that this round stimulus check will go.
Not completing a tweet. Funny.
That low key. No.
No, and they've already been reimbursed. Did you get it?
Well, I'm independent, so I get it no matter what. I got the
2000. Oh, yeah, that's right. Your mother abandoned you.
Wait,
what?
She only left recently.
For all legal intents and purposes.
I haven't gotten a 600 yet. I thought it was going to come today. People were getting it on Saturday. So I hope it's going to come tomorrow.
Are you sure you're getting it? Because my parents already got it.
There's like, it goes through like these tiers where it's like this first groups of people get it, and then it's like the direct deposit people get it, and then it's like
the the oppressed people get it like last.
Yeah. So like the first group of people got it like I think on Saturday or Friday, and I thought we were the direct deposit people were gonna get it on Monday, but I guess not. I was still like, yeah, it looks like
you. Fuck. I get disturbing.
We'll just edit it out. If we do the audio convert, wait, can you see the timestamp?
No, you really can't.
You can't see the timestamp right now?
No. There's no timestamp. It's live. Anyways, what were you saying?
Well, I guess it's only been like, 10 minutes? Okay. When we convert it to audio, I'll just add a bleep.
Like we were saying, so you guys might have known us. We're in a different layout
we're not in studio.
I know we're not in our professional
studio at the Warner Brothers lot.
You guys know Ellen's our neighbor.
We're just back home in our humble little mansions. You know what was so funny about this pandemic? Was like all the celebrities being like, oh my God, guys, isn't it so boring being home? They were in like a multi-million dollar mansion. has like bowling alley, theater, basketball, tennis court. It's like, bitch, like.
I was literally going crazy in my like Harry Potter like cupboard under the stairs.
Bro, it'd be a rough time for Harry Potter right now. He's like, fuck. He would be like,
really, really, yeah.
He's like, so I can't stay in the dormitory. They're like, no, sorry.
Into the abuse that you go.
Or he's like, Ron, can I stay with you? And he's like, what kind of capacity?
Ron's like, we're full.
We kind of don't know, Harry, you've been kind of going on these adventures and stuff. We don't know like, who you've been in contact with.
It's been crazy.
Harry's aunt uncle would definitely be anti-mask.
Yeah.
It'd
be like a twist though, like Voldemort's one that like masks up, you know?
You know, okay, this is kind of a side tangent, but like this summer, like after school ended, I was like so bored. Like it was Netflix was dry. Everything was dry. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go back to watching anime. Do you watch anime?
You don't know.
Okay, weirdo. So stop acting like you're like a moral.
Oh,
like sappy romantic drama. So don't act like you're a moral.
First of all, are you the last one to talk, Miss Dot?
Okay, but that's like saying, okay. Oh, you can't talk anything, Miss Titanic. Like you can't beat a masterpiece. Okay, calm down.
Yeah, Titanic a masterpiece. Okay.
Anyways, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna get back into anime, you know, like it's been like years, so let's see what's going on there. So I asked some friends for some recommendations, and I started like, I watched like a bunch, and there was, I forgot why I started this tangent. I just wanted to say that I started watching anime again, and it's been good.
Oh, that's it?
I don't know why I brought it up, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I thought you were like,
like when I started the story, there's a reason behind it, but I literally have no clue why I brought it.
That interesting. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, I'm watching Hunter x Hunter right now. Hunter x Hunter.
Interesting.
That's really good for you anime watchers. I'm stuck in the ant arc right now, and I'm probably never gonna finish it. I started and finished Haikyuu. I'm in the middle of watching their new season that just like premiered like a few months ago.
Oh, I have a friend that watched, she recommended me watch that, but I don't watch anime, so.
You know what's funny about Haikyuu? It's like, it's probably a show I'll never rewatch because it's one of those things where it's like, there's like so much like learning he does, you know, because he's only good at like one thing at the beginning, and like the team isn't that good at the beginning. It's like over the four seasons you're watching them become better and better and better. So it's like, it's only like now it's like really fun to watch them because like they're so good that like I don't think I could ever rewatch it because it's like I don't want to see them being like struggling. Like it's just like not worth it. Like I probably rewatch like the most recent seasons, but I could also no, I probably couldn't rewatch the seasons because like season four is like one game, like finals basically, I think. And each episode was just very intense because you're like, because it's just the entire game basically, and it's just like you can't really, unless I were to completely forget what's happened, like and rewatch it like 3 years from now, it wouldn't have the same impact. But yeah. Wow. I rewatched a Korean drama for like, because I never like rewatched shows, but I completely forgot what happened in it. I was really
speaking of Korean dramas, you know,
yeah.
First of all, no, let me set it up first. During quarantine, I was literally going out of my mind because I literally did not know what to do. So I don't ever watch K dramas, but for some reason I ended up watching Crash Landing on You. Woo! You guys, when I tell you, anybody who hasn't seen that, I don't care if you don't watch like K-dramas, you need to watch it ASAP. It is so good. 10 out of 10, must recommend. I hate the ending, but I must recommend.
It's a good anime. No, because you're like, oh my god, it's like even if you don't watch dramas, you have to watch this. It's the same thing for this anime.
Which one?
Okay, it's called The Promised Neverland. Have you heard of it?
No.
Bruh, it's literally 12 episodes. Each episode is 30 minutes, and it is so fucking good. Like, and it's like each episode, like, I had to remind myself that it was a cartoon because I was like genuinely devastated. Like, and I was genuinely worried for these children. And I was like, this bitch isn't even live action, Samir. It's animated. Like, calm down.
Yeah, seriously.
It's about this orphanage, and every time somebody like gets adopted, they never like write back to the orphanage. And all the other kids are like, why do folks never write back? And they're like, oh, they're probably so happy with their new family, whatever. And
That's really related to that.
so like one And so, like, one day, one of the kids gets adopted, and they're like, I promise I'm gonna write back. And, like, so while she's leaving, she forgets, like, her teddy bear. And, like, the two oldest kids are like, oh my God, like, let's go return it to her. So, and they're not left, like, leave the gate. They're like, it's okay. We'll just get a little bit in trouble. It's fine. And they basically see what happens, like, once they get, like, quote unquote, adopted. And this shit is like a roller coaster. And they basically, like, plan this escape with, like, them, like, all these, like, 30 other children, like,
Oh,
babies.
spoiler.
Well, like, it happens in episode one. Like, if you watch the trailer, you know they literally say we're gonna escape. I just want to tell you what happens to the children once they get adopted.
They all die, fine, I know.
And like one of the things that I really liked about it is that like it's so like okay, obviously it's not realistic, but in the sense of like survival of like, oh, so what
Oh,
would
it's
you
not
do?
realistic. We stopped watching Crash Landing on You because it wasn't realistic.
No, that shit was not true.
Okay, for anybody who doesn't know, Crash Landing on You. No, you think they should be paying me. They should be paying me. For anybody who doesn't know, Crash Landing on You is about this one South Korean woman who
Model,
actually, no, she runs her company. Like
oh, yeah.
she runs a company and she like basically she goes paragliding one day and she there's like a storm. Homegirl ends up falling into North Korea and this soldier finds her. And like he basically, I'm like going really fast, but he has to hide her and like his other like soldier like friends have to like help her get back to South Korea. It happened.
Their
They
life
cross
would have
over
shot
to
in
hell.
the tree. Actually, no, they would have saw her in the sky and she would have been shot.
Yeah.
No, but you know,
So
I didn't care about the whole life
but
thing.
you were like it's not realistic. Like
But you
no,
know
those
why it wasn't
technologies.
realistic? You know why it wasn't realistic? Because she was staying with at his house in that scrummy little village. But tell me why every episode she had a new fresh fit. That shit did not make sense. Where would I feel about
We went to the
it?
market and she got clothes.
No. If you would have looked at her outfits in that one episode where they went to the market, she was, and if you look at what all the other women are wearing, she was not adding up as to why
Don't
she
you
was
remember
looking
she's
bad
on Titan?
and
We
all
can't
the other
spoil it.
women looked
Okay,
like.
first of all, the fact that that's the reason why you stopped watching because of her outfits.
No, because like the outfits were just too much. Like it was just too nice. Like they didn't even
Okay,
try.
literally, do you not remember Dan, whatever her name is? Literally, she literally lived in North Korea, and she was always dressed nice anyway. It's not like it wasn't unrealistic completely.
No. The tea, but they were in a village though. That chick was like in like the high place, you know, like where everybody else was in suits and shit. It was not the same.
Okay, but they had already described that she was living. She was only living there because of the soldiers. Like, she would have been missing too.
No. It doesn't matter their backstory. In real life, she like the
If
fact.
it's real life, there's no village in real life.
No, I'm talking about like in present day, like in her like reality or whatever, you know. She had no reason to be wearing those fresh fits. Fresh, like literally, like dresses, cardigans, heels, tennis shoes, sneakers.
want
During
the
every episode,
whole
every
thing
other
originally made up
scene,
make
she
sense. It literally made
even
complete
on
sense.
some BS that day, that one episode where they were planning to escape by the boat, you know?
Oh,
And,
spoiler!
okay, spoiler
Like 14
alert.
escapes and basically they always get caught. It was so frustrating.
No, yes, and then like the next morning she's in like a brand new outfit. I'm like, what
Okay, wait. Okay. First of all, the only reason why I brought up this drama is because in the show they're called she's Yoon City and in the and he's the captain is like Lee Jung Hyuk and in real life her name is Sonia Jean and he's Hyunbin, and they were just like that's just real. They were they've been dating.
I can see it. That one.
When I tell you,
like, oh, right, I was a bit
so
too
happy. Literally, it makes so much sense. Apparently, they started dating when they stopped filming. But honestly, I knew. I've been new. It was just too obvious.
Oh, plot twist, she was an actual North Korean, and so she's been like living over there now.
Huh?
They want the show to be realistic, so he's an actual like North Korean.
So she for some reason, after I stopped watching it, I kept like imagining. I'm like, wait, he's North Korean. If only they could date. And then I'm like, Brandon, you stupid ass. Oh my god.
If she was paragliding and the moment she crossed that border, she would have been sniped out. There's nothing in the tree. There's none of that. There would, like, she would have been sniped down. Like, they would have stalked
her. But it didn't happen. So anything that happens after that is fair game.
Also, the fact that that none of her team realized that, okay, we're near the North Korean border, we can't find her, and there was a big windstorm. Where could she be?
All I'm saying is that show is the best piece of like cinema that has ever been created in the entire universe. I don't care. Because for a lot of dramas, I feel like it, like, and I know you know what I'm going to talk about. Like, a lot of times it starts off like this, like, complete cutesy little, like, oh my god, it's a rom com, and then for some reason there's a murder, and then it turns into like supernatural, and it turns into like. This show was always constant. It was always about getting her out and getting her back to South Korea. So like, that's why I like it.
K-drama went through this weird phase where every romantic drama has to have a murder in it, and I'm just like. What was going on in Korea at the time where, like, they were like, yes, this is the new wave?
No, I'm not even kidding. It could be like this like teen girl, like, drama about, like, oh my god, friends with everything, and like, their father's all getting murdered.
No, like, that was the one drama I was watching. What was it called? Suspicious Detective? Suspicious Partner. It starts with, like, so she's like a prosecutor, I think, or she like went to school to become a lawyer, like she had a job yet, and then she brings over like her boyfriend to her apartment, and he's like a lawyer, so she leaves to go get drinks. This is all the second or third episode. She leaves to go get drinks, and she comes back to him being like murdered, and so she gets like, tried for it, like they accuse her of murdering him, and this show has like what 30 episodes. After like 7 or 8 episodes, it just after like they solve the case or whatever, it turns into like a cutesy, like, oh, like drama. And I was like, really heavy at the beginning with the whole.
This is why I can't like watch a lot of dramas, because they just turn like that and then it just gets so confusing after a while.
She just got a job at the law firm, and the guy who she was working under was like, you never want to sit across from me in an interrogation room. And the next day, her boyfriend's found murdered, and guess who's trying her? Him. And he's like, I told you, you don't want to sit across from me at the table. And she's like, I didn't do it. And he's like, yeah, I don't care. Seems like you did it to me. But then, you know what's crazy is that, like, after they found out that it wasn't her, and like, throughout the whole episode, they're still trying to figure out who it is, but it's so like funny and upbeat. And then, like, 2 seconds at the end of the episode, you just see somebody like, linger in the background just to remind you there's a murder. And I'm like, oh my god.
And that's why I don't bother with like K dramas, but I don't know. I mean, Crash Landing on You was like what do you call it? It didn't turn into like a murder mystery. Well, it technically kind of did, but like, it wasn't the main point.
But that drama was actually hilarious. There was like this side plot where her mom and his mom like meet at a coffee shop, and like they start like hating each other because like his mom was like really rude to her, and throughout the entire season you could just see them like always fighting whenever they see each other, and then they find out that their kids are dating, and they're just like, how dare you dig that hat? And they're like, well, look at your son, and it's just this whole thing. And it was so funny.
It's just and so unnecessary.
And then 2 seconds later, murder.
And then it's like a couple holding hands walking on the road, like happily jumping.
Right, just like after a date, and in the background there's like a figure, and you're like, oh, I forgot there's a murder.
They're a little rant on K-drama.
You know that one show, Strong Women. Yeah, the chick was strong.
I only got like through like two episodes. I just couldn't do it.
Oh, I watched all of it, and there's a murder in that one too.
No, I couldn't do it. It was so it did not catch my
attention. Bro, a whole 180. Because there's this one scene where like this was like towards like the ending of the season, I think, where like I forgot how like it happened, but the guy like trapped the guy in no, he trapped her in like the room or whatever, and the dude was trying to like break. Like get her out of the room or whatever, but she's like, "You have to leave. The bomb's gonna go off." And it's like this emotional, like I almost like cried a little bit.
You crying over a K-drama.
And like he's like pounding the door, his hands are bleeding, and she's like crying, like Oscar-worthy performance. Bitch is crying. She's like, "Please leave." He's like. Remember that time we met? I'm like, oh my god.
That's what I'm talking about. They just do complete 180s for no reason.
And then the next day, she's like walking to his office. Good morning.
It's like 3 hours later.
It was just a whole 180. Like, I just can't handle it. I just can't.
I know. I literally can't. That's why I don't even bother. Like, if for some reason I can't, I like find a. Like, I stumble across a good one and I'll watch it, but, like, I can't do it. It's just too much. I can't handle it.
Because, like, I'm just, like, if you're going to be, like, heavy, like, the thing with, like, the Korean stuff is that they always take shit too far. It's, like, if they're going to...
They do! Oh, my God, okay. Wait, I know you know possibly what I'm talking about. I never watched it. I don't know what it's called. But from what I was seeing on Twitter, it was, like, this one scene of this mother who finally figures out her daughter's life. And they throw her out of the building.
Was that from Save You or something like that?
I don't know what it's called, but apparently, like, the mom thought that her daughter was dead for all this whole time, and then she finally figures it out. I don't know who tells her, and then she turns around, and they flung the daughter out of the building, and she sees her, and it was the most dramatic. I'm talking Bollywood's got nothing on these people. It was the most dramatic slow motion, like 14 minutes. I don't know what it's called, and I don't know like what happens in it. I don't know what any of it's called, but it was the most dramatic scene. And I was just like, oh, I didn't even watch the drama. And I'm like, oh my god!
There's a movie. I never saw the movie, but I saw the clip where like this just turned to like Korean film hour. I don't mind. Koreans make good movies. There's one movie where like there's a scene where like I guess the premise was that this chick was trying to hunt down a murderer or something, and so he was like kidnapping like kids, I guess, or whatever. And so I don't know, like, I really don't even know the context of the scene. I just know I saw it. And it's like all these parents in a classroom, and she's like playing each video. Right. And they're like,
they're taking it too far.
I think she's trying to confirm if like those were her kids, if those were like their kids or whatever. And like, oh, like you recognize the man's hand or whatever. Like, all these parents are just seeing like their kids getting killed. It's like this big shit. And I'm just like, oh my god.
But then the scene before is like the little girl and the dad going to get ice cream and like walking on the road, you know.
That movie was actually heavy.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Like, just keep it heavy, like all the way. Like, don't like try to do like cutesy little things here and there.
Is that like the Vampire Diaries, Riverdale? They have murder, but it's never to the level that K-drama is doing.
They take it home. They swing it out of the ballpark for no reason.
I have never seen an American show convey the conviction of murder the way that they do.
Yeah, not even Bones or anything like that. Like, takes it to the level that like these Korean dramas take it to.
Like, if I tell you like Strong Woman is a hilarious show, but that's really fucked me up. I genuinely thought that they were
Oscar.
Fucked me up.
She got robbed.
But oh my god, you just and then like
her Oscar.
I think in that show, yeah, I'll never respect the Oscars. They'd be having like fucking Toy Story 3 be nominated. Like, I would never get, like, they finally had some acknowledgement and gave Paris, like, at least a nomination, but they'll never have my respect. There's so many.
At least they gave Paris, like, the respect it deserves.
But you know what's crazy? It's like there's so many, like, amazing movies like
Paris. Yeah, and all these white people were pressed that this Korean movie won. I was like, stay pressed. Like, oh, God.
There was a dude who was on YouTube ranting, and he was like, how this, like, Joker talks about mental illness and how the rich affect and how the rich don't care about the poor. I'm like, did you watch Parasite?
I can imagine thinking that the Joker deserves the win over Parasite. Like, how embarrassing.
No, oh my God, you know what's so funny? It's like there's two distinct, like, Jokers. Like, there's, like, the people who love the Joker, and there's people like me who's just like, all I see is a bored white man who's like, I'm the king of the world. Just like white man doing white man shit.
Yeah, literally, that's all I see.
If the Joker was a black man, he would have got shot day one. He was out here being invited, after killing two people, being invited to comedy shows, be like, telling these very loud jokes, and then he's like, oh, you didn't laugh, and then he just shoots people, and he's like, yes, guys, let's start a resistance. Only white man shit. Only white man.
No, it's literally, it literally encompasses white man.
Not even black man. Let an Asian man do that shit. Are there going to be, like, a protest in the street being like, yes, this is our new hero, blah, blah, blah.
No, please no. I was gonna talk about this. I completely forgot. So you know how, okay, but this could go into it one way, but don't, like, take it the other way. You know how SM just had their free concert? It was the first, I'm surprised that they, like, it was free, but that's a different topic, you know. We all have our opinions on that.
Was it like the humanity thing or something?
It was the SM's Culture Humanity concert.
Yeah.
They, like, invited all their active groups, they all performed, whatever, and, you know, they were getting dragged, and not them. Vicky was getting dragged because, you know, they were charging people, but SM was like, we're not charging anybody. You know, it was like 5 hours, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Red Velvet performed, and they performed OT5, and honestly, I was ready for the tea because Irene, homegirl came back. It was like she had never gone through that scandal.
Bro, can we talk about Irene's scandal?
She was like, hi guys.
I don't know if this is, like, racist to say.
I just know she hates people.
I don't know if this is, like, bigoted to say, but, like, I was watching dramas before I got into K-pop, and, like, those Korean actors were a little bit too good at being, like, the mean girl, mean boy, or whatever, you know? They were always a little bit too realistic. And then when, like, all these scandals started, so I went back in my mind, I was like, I low-key don't trust them. I was like, they do look like the mean girls. And
I'm not even kidding. Irene just looks like the mean girl.
And I'm talking about, like, all of Korea. Like, like, when I was watching those dramas, I was like, I just see it in them. Like, I just can see them acting like this in real life. Like, versus, like, I don't know, like, a Regina George or whatever. That's, like, whatever. But theirs is just on a level of realistic that it's just, I don't think they're acting. And so, when that one chick from, what was it, Oh My Girl? Or what was it? That one chick that got outed for being bullied.
It was Mina from AOA.
AOA.
Not Mina. It was Jimin. It was Jimin from AOA. Jimin bullied Mina, and Mina was, like, also sat on everything, you know, whatever. But
yeah. when it came out that she was, like, being, like, a bully to everybody, and then Irene had her little thing of being a bully, I was like, just like, even if a member of Twice came out, like, I would not be surprised.
Well, the thing with AOA was, like, I was just more surprised. I was like, y'all didn't see it. Even I could tell, like, she just looked.
No, there's just certain members in every group where I'm just like, even in NCT, where I'm just like, I can tell.
I just know who would spit on me. I already know. Jaehyun.
I think it's true. Wait, huh?
What?
What did you say?
No, Jaehyun from NCT.
No, you know what? because NCT has like 600 members, I can definitely see like them, like if for them being like the cool kids group where it's like four or five of them, and then everybody else being like secluded. Where it's like,
no, well, you, I literally see it. It's literally just all about like Mark, Taeyong, Jaehyun. That's it.
Maybe Doyeon, maybe.
He just gets like a lot of singing, but like, I mean, like, let's be honest here. Like, he's like the typical Korean nice guy. Like, it's not about him, you know.
Right.
He's a side character.
He looks like he would side eye a bunch of people. You know what I mean? Like, he probably would have upfront anything, but you can tell by his face. He's just like, ugh, shut the fuck up. But like, I don't know if it was a tweet or if it was like a TikTok comment, but they're like, somebody was like, I know all of NCT don't like each other, and everybody was just like jamming with everybody.
Well, it does not make statistically, there's like 23 members, they're not all gonna get along.
Jamin vibes with NCT Dream, but I think it's only with Jeno and like Renjun. Deadass, and maybe Jisoo.
Tell me why I think Dream has the most drama too.
Dream, okay, but you know what's funny? Like, I was recently watching, like, because Dream is low-key, like, Dream and Wavy are, like, the funniest, like, ones. So I was watching some Dream videos, and the way, like, they honestly act like a group of friends, you know what I mean? But you could tell, like, some are closer with each other than others.
Yeah.
And I don't really know that, like, you could tell that they're close enough with the way that they're talking to each other. Because then there's groups like 127 who are like, oh, nice to each other. But Dream really has like that friend group vibe where like you can see how mean they are to each other.
I think the one subunit that has the most like the most like friendship kind of vibe is Wavy.
Definitely. They're like the oppression group.
And then you go to like 127, and you know it's always
changing
now.
They
just
want to
hate each other.
Wavy is definitely like the best. Like Wavy.
They were segregated for so long. You know, they couldn't really relate to like NCT, so they kind of had to be with each other.
They were like the oppressed group. Like they bonded over being oppressed. 127. Yeah. You can never have like a true like friend group in 127 because it's only like. At the end of the day, like, they're working, you know? And if three people are always getting the most work out of everybody and you're stuck, you know, at home cleaning, you're gonna, like, no matter what, you're gonna feel salty. Like, even during the interviews, you could be like, yeah, we're, like, brothers. But you, like, see, like, in the studio session, you're walking into the booth talking about whoop, whoop, and then you leave.
Okay, calm down, Win-Win. Imagine training for so long to only get like a whoop in the song.
SM is truly evil because what's it called? Tail, too. Tail really wanted to go to university, and I guess like SM gave him all these promises. Like, they begged him to join or whatever, and he really like, just wanted to go to university. He was like, fine, I'll join. And he's getting like, singing lines and stuff, I guess.
Which you would think they would let him take a break because they have like 47 members. Like, they wouldn't miss him.
But that's the thing. Like, SM just, I don't know. They're just so weird.
And, they get off like holding people hostage, you know? Like,
Johnny out here training for 95 years.
Don't even remind me about Johnny. I don't know why he doesn't leave. He needs better.
I think Johnny knows that he doesn't have anything once he leaves. Ooh, is that problematic to say?
I mean, yeah, it's not like his like vocals like, are like.
It's almost gonna be like a no offense to Amber, but like it's almost gonna be like.
No.
Amber. It's almost gonna be like Amber, where like he's
only. Okay, but like at least Amber kind of like she was always known for rapping and she got like lines. Johnny, yeah, when he rapped,
she's never gonna be like that popular. She's always gonna be like a super low key artist, so she's always doing low key stuff. You know what I mean? And I feel like once Johnny leaves. He's never, like, first of all, is he a rapper? Is he a singer? We don't know. He's definitely...
Who's gonna be that for BTS? I always wonder, like, when they stop promoting, who's going to be the one that, like, opens up, like, a t-shirt shop because they can't do anything else?
Okay, but the weird thing with BTS is that, like, obviously we don't know what their contracts are, but I can tell... Oh, I can't say that. I feel like they're all like kind of annoyed besides the rappers. Like everybody besides the rappers are all kind of annoyed because like they really cannot do anything independently, you know?
I just know Jimin's ready to bounce.
Right. Okay. Jimin is a beautiful dancer, and besides like award shows or stuff, he really does not have a chance to like show off like his core, like his dancing. You know, J-Hope was able to do that little, what was it called, Hope on the Street. Yeah, she was able to do Hope on the Street for a little bit, but he's not doing that anymore. Versus like other groups always have like, you know, NCT has like the dance channel or whatever, and they upload dancing videos all the time. And like BTS doesn't have anything like that. Jungkook has his like little YouTube videos, but I'm pretty sure he probably would like to do more. But I wouldn't be surprised if big hits like
Yeah,
you can
but
do
I'm not
one
worried about
YouTube.
it. He like literally does everything, so he's always gonna do something. But like,
No, but I'm talking about like independently, like something that's
yeah,
out of that
exactly.
group. You know what I
Like
mean?
when we start promoting, like Jin obviously is a good actor. He's probably gonna go to acting or do something
No,
like
that's
that.
the thing. No, that's the thing. I don't think Big Hit is gonna put him into acting because they literally
No,
like.
I'm not talking about when we start promoting, when they break contract and like finally leave.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like Jin should have if this was like an SM group, Jin would have been in 900 dramas. But he would have been like another Dio. You know what I mean? Like he would have been in 900 dramas by now. Taehyung would have been 500. Jungkook
Okay, but
in.
first of all, let's not hype him up that much.
No, but I'm talking about it doesn't matter if like they're good or not. I'm talking about just them being in a
No,
drama.
I just feel like Taehyung, he's over like the whole industry thing. He's
No,
too
yeah,
mature. He'll probably be a model.
I definitely think Big Hit put him into the acting thing because like they needed like, because like there's always like that one idol actor who was always like the comic relief character or whatever. So the drama probably hit him up. Like, hey, you need a comic relief character. It's pretty basic, and they're like, eh. Kang's pretty popular in the group. We're gonna use him, even though Jin is like Jin actually would not be good for that role. But even though Jin is like literally went to school for acting, it was like such a slap in the face.
Yeah, imagine getting a degree in acting and stuff like that, and then like they don't let you have
No,
that.
thank you.
They're like, no, you're gonna keep promoting right now.
And even like
Out
all
here.
those like videos that like BTS would do for like those acting videos that they would do like when within the group, and Jin would always get like the banana roll or like, the house plant roll.
Know exactly what you're talking about.
Literally, he was like tree number two.
Yeah.
So disrespectful.
Like how embarrassing, imagine.
Really so embarrassing. Like
Yeah,
even.
we really went on a tangent here. We started talking about Red Velvet and Irene and how homegrown needs to and
No, but it's
the
like you started mentioning it, you're like, let's not get like sidetracked though, and I was like, okay.
What's the first thing we do? We get sidetracked. Speaking of though, okay, it's basically
Wait,
that like
why didn't you like, oh, we should talk
as you guys have
more
guessed
about
though, like about
we should
what?
talk more about the Irene thing. Because we didn't even say like what happened. We just talked about it.
Oh my God, we really went on a tangent. I thought we did. Okay, take
We
it
did
away.
it. Right, because I mentioned the AOA thing and the Korean dramas or whatever.
We really went through 14 different groups before completely ignored her. Okay, go.
Oh, okay. So basically, she was like outed for like being like hella rude to staff or whatever. And wasn't it like one magazine that she was a cover on? And like it was like workers from that magazine came out. And I think there's like also a video of her. Oh, he made me
There was an audio recording of her like speaking.
there was like a staff member. She made a staff member like cry. And it was like a grown ass woman. And I guess there's like a video or audio of like her like having a whole freak out for the staff. Like,
I forgot what their excuse was. Their excuse was like, I don't even know what their excuse was. What was the statement?
no,
It
I
was
think
like she was.
she literally, I think they like denied it and they're like, but if I've ever made you feel like uncomfortable or something, I'm sorry, like something like that. But I
Like,
think
if
she
you were
denied it.
offended, freaking,
Yeah.
no, I don't trust her after that. I literally, no.
You know, but it's so funny. Like, it's such like a rude thing to say. Like, people naturally have like a resting bitch face, you know, and like that's just like not their like not their fault. But I mean, I can just tell. Like, she could tell. Like, if you don't bring her water at a certain temperature, I would not be surprised if she like threw the pot at you.
Yeah, no, that's literally, that's why when things like that come out, like that, like, oh, this one, I think you remember a couple of years ago when that one video leaked of those two girls that started fighting?
Oh my God. So
Yeah,
iconic.
like when things like that leak and like things like that go become announced, like I never look at those people the same way again. Like obviously one of the girls was right in the right, but like I can't look at Irene anymore the same way because
Iron. I'm always with the side of the poor worker than the rich celebrity. It's just like,
can you imagine sitting and recording, like being on the staff and like having to watch the two girls fight? that would be the highlight of your day.
Okay, to like bring people up to speed, if we're talking about the same video, it's like a reality show or whatever, and it was like this girl, like she talked to the lady like informally, I guess, and then she was like, why are you talking to me informally? And then like the girls try to laugh it off.
You think you are?
Yeah, because like she's like being rude or whatever because she talked informally, and she's like trying to laugh it up, like, what do you mean? And then she's like, look at this bitch talking to you like that. And then she's like, what's your problem?
God, when I tell you guys, the video was the most iconic thing I've ever seen in my life. I was ready for him to be thrown.
This is a sneak peek into all idol groups. This is how they are.
Honestly, I know
Jin and Jungkook could be getting into it. They have to.
it's literally just all of NCT. Like, there is nobody safe. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just beating each other up.
Like the NCT are waiting room, actually now it's like all country members. The NCT waiting room was all backstage, probably so awkward.
Poor Yeri from Red Bull is probably getting beat by Irene for being the youngest.
No, after she joined the group, she probably got like ignored for like a year. Like last year during like NCT 018, I think, yeah, in like the 18 numbers, there was like a Jisung and Chenla video where they made like charm bracelets for everybody. And as they're like going around backstage to give everybody their charm bracelets, Zoe and NCT are so spread out. Like these folks were spread out, and you know, the Chinese members were the Chinese members.
Which, and especially with NCT, it's not like a thing to be spread out because you have so many fucking people.
No, that's like Renjun, Lucas, Winwin, and Kun were all together, Tail and Jenna were together.
It was really spread
out. Like, it's basically the cliques that we were saying. Like, that was, like, the human embodiment of the cliques. And then, what's funny is that, like, at one point, Chenol, who was he talking to? He was trying to say something in, like, Chinese or whatever, and they kept responding in Korean. And I don't know, there's, like, this weird, like, tension about it. I don't know, it was something weird. I think it was either, like, Lucas or... Because I think Chenol just wanted to speak Chinese, just to speak Chinese. And then, like, he was forced him to, like, speak Korean. And, yeah.
They're all shady. I don't trust anybody. Oh, you know. Okay, so basically, if for some reason you're still living in the clouds, you don't realize we've been like recapping like bigger things that happened in 2020.
Recapping 2018.
but we initially we need to talk about how your boy Ilhoon from B2B got caught with weed.
Wait, why are you saying your boy?
I don't know, you stand him.
Never.
You always seem to stand the ones with weed.
He's basically doing what all idols do, but he was just caught.
Yeah, he got caught, and then mysteriously there was like a statement put up by the company like, Ilhoon decided to leave the group. Even though he probably got held at gunpoint.
No, they're like, okay, we're gonna stop our contract. He's like, huh? And then he looks online and the thing that was already.
No, all of like the 12-year-old girls are like, they're like defending him. They're like, wow, like 2 seconds does not even exist. And he's literally breaking the law, you know.
Yeah, remember that one dude? I think he was from Pentagon, maybe, or no, not Pentagon. He was from one of those low-key groups. And he was caught drinking and driving. And then he had to like get kicked out of the group because I think it was like his second time caught or something like that. And yeah. I think he was like the leader of the group. It was like one of those like low key groups. Like I think it was in Pentagon. There's somebody like on my radar. And I remember I made a tweet that announced he was leading the group. like a bunch of like the fans were like, you know, everybody deserves second chances, blah, blah. And people are like, he literally could have killed somebody.
Yeah, they're like, he's innocent, you guys. Innocent is proven.
He literally has a manager. If he wants somebody to pick him up, he could have. Couldn't you have that thing where like you can hire a taxi to come pick you up, not pick you up, who like literally runs to you and they'll like drive in your car like with you. And they'll drop you in their car, and then they'll run to the next one.
Like, they could kill somebody. They'd be like, he didn't know it was accidental.
Oh my god. Now, this is like relevant news finally. It was like when Jungkook and that dude from 17 and Jaehyun were at a club, remember?
Lord, World War III.
No, because I was like on the, I kind of regret some of my words, but like it was like around, it was like around March time, I'm pretty sure. And even though Korea and it was lifted up with guidelines, it still required people to do a 6 feet apart or whatever. But I think what really got to everybody was that him and Jaehyun, I think, or maybe it was Mingyu, were on they were on like COVID commercials or whatever, talking about stay home. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, y'all are out and about. And everyone's like, he deserves to go out. He's a young boy. And I was like, if you know that you're like the biggest person in the world, like, why don't you just like stay at home with your friends? Like, literally order in. Like, what's the big deal? Or at least get a private booth. Y'all are just out and about.
This is, they were basically asking for it, literally in public.
Yeah. Like, I don't care that you're out, but at least go to, like, you can eat in a private room, or, like, why don't you just stay at somebody's apartment, rent the whole
time? They're acting like they're homeless, like, you guys literally have roofs over your head, why did you not just meet up privately?
I'm not saying for, like, the members, like, stay at home and not have contact with anybody. I'm just saying, if you know that you're in commercials that are encouraging people to stay home or whatever, and, like, you know, be distant with everybody, just at least eat privately with your friends. Like, who gotta know?
Yeah. It was just, it was otherworldly. I was laughing.
Yeah. It was so funny. But yeah,
like, leave them alone, guys. It's not locked on anymore in Korea.
No, but I don't think, like, people kept saying that, and I don't think they actually like realized like why people were angry. They're like, no, what? But these guys are literally in campaigns right now, encouraging people to stay home.
Yeah, they didn't even realize why people were mad.
Right, and also like they, first of all, like, I hate to be like that person who's like, oh, they're just regular people, but they're not. They're literally in contact with people. Like, they're in contact with, what, 50 people every day, I'm pretty sure. Maybe 100 different people. And so, like Mingyu and somebody from Astro, I think, or whatever. Jane Chae Hong, too.
I
go out in like a public bar with people, and then to like go back home, and the next day they're gonna see like their manager, their choreographer, their
manager, and your members,
and their members, and the members are gonna see these people. Like, that's the reason why. It's like, if it's one thing for him to be like a normal regular dude who's at a bar, like, who is he gonna be in contact with the next day? Two people, maybe.
Yeah,
they're literally with like 50 people a day at minimum. And Jaehyun was like literally, I think he was still the host of a music show during that time, I think, too. So he's like,
that's the thing. It wasn't the fact that they were going out, even though it was legal, whatever. It's the fact that, like, these people are on the entertainment business.
It's literally just doing something dumb. Like, nobody cares that they went out. It's like, they care that they went out, but literally, if they would have posted a picture of them, like, in somebody's apartment or in, like, it literally could have gone to, like, a private booth or private restaurant or whatever. But the fact that they had to go somewhere public was just a dumb thing.
Yeah, I have no remorse. Like, they were asking for it, basically.
Yeah, they really were. And then, like, Jaehyun's little handwritten letter.
Two letters.
The handwritten letter got me.
Oh my god, and all the BTS aunties were, like, livid. They were like, finally, we have something.
Oh yeah, no, those people took it too far. They're like, he could have killed somebody. I'm like, let's calm down.
They were like, take away his presidential award from the president.
No, yes, some of the antis took it a little bit too far. They're like, wait, they
They
messed
were
up.
waiting for it.
My moment has come.
No, literally, yeah, it was crazy, but it was what it
Literally
was.
forgot that happened this
It just went by so fast, honestly.
I got re refunded for all of my concert tickets. That was really sad.
He didn't
I
lie, I
could
didn't bother buying concerts because I knew it
have
was just happening.
been seeing Taeyang going, I got a bad habit. Ooh, so sad.
And they were literally behind giving out refunds.
Was your favorite album of the year?
Mine? You go first because I have to think about it. Oh, I already know.
Okay. Oh, is it his back ring?
Yeah. I mean, are you surprised though? Like, first of all, it's not even a question. They literally had the best album of the year. Be mad all you want. I'm just saying.
I'm not mad. I don't
Anyways, what's yours?
care. Mine is, what's the album even called? It's actually kind of like a long title.
Oh, the Lucky Nicky one?
Oh yeah,
Honestly,
we're
Lucky
coming.
Nicky needs to come back.
You know, they're always coming back, and it's always never
No, what's your album of the
what happened.
year?
Oh, here it is. It was the NCT Neo Zone. Literally,
Which one?
that was the NCT, the Neo Zone. It was like the second full album. It came out about February or March, I think.
Is
Because
it like the
literally,
package?
no. That was like the first full length album.
Neo Zone.
Ticket was the title track. The repackage was that one song.
Oh, I know. Wait, I have
Huntress.
that album.
So, but like Neo Zone was like the first album this year that I actually listened to front to back. Like, okay, you know what the SM did that was smart? Those little track videos. I think every group should do them. Because like it took me, because I don't, I'm not that type of person where like an album comes out and I'm like, okay, let's press play. And I like listen to it. I can't do that. I have to like already like kind of heard the song before. So when SM came out with those track videos for like every single song, it really like got me interested into it, you know what I mean? And I was like obsessed with every single song. And I think those check videos really helped. But anyways, when
I
first
didn't
of
know they
all,
did that.
Kick It, no, literally track videos is so genius. Like everybody literally needs to do track videos for all their B-sides. Like that's so smart.
Listening to Kick It was like me having a seizure. It was just I cannot with NCT
No,
experimental
Kick
songs.
It
It's
was
just so
my
much.
song. I think it was my most played song this year, and that's on period. NCT, the NCT album, like the 023 member NCT album, that was actually my most played album this year. And I blame Make-A-Wish, because Make-A-Wish was such
I actually really like Make-A-Wish. I didn't like it at first, but it was actually really good.
Bruh,
And then the
it
repackaged
took me
one. What was the
like,
repackaged one?
I think it was like
Not
90s love.
'90s Love. Oh, I love '90s Love.
Bruh, I don't like
It
the
was so good.
ending where it's like 90s
Yeah,
love.
it
Like,
kind of got
really? We
crazy.
should have
But
cut it short.
that's like the NCT thing. Like you could have a perfect song, and then it kind of goes like crackhead.
Okay, but honestly, Kick It was flawless from beginning. I have never, like, I have replayed that song so many. I watched that. Also, the music video was beautiful. I watched that music video so many times. The outfits were on point, the aesthetics were on point, the live shows were on point. Like and then the B sides, first of all, Sit Down, low key, should have been the title track. Because if they really want to shake the table, that would have shook the table. Like you know when one song is like so good that like it would have like shocked the general public.
Yeah.
Sit Down was one of those songs because in the track video, I thought they make it seem like it's a rap song or whatever, which is Mark Tatum, because it's just those two rapping.
Oh, yeah.
But so when I'm listening to the song, okay, there's Taeyang, there's Mark, all of a sudden Jaehyun comes in with the vocals, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on? And then they break it down and then bring it back up. It's just so good. And then at the end, there's like a harmonization part. Like you know, Tempo has that little like breakdown part. It's so beautiful, and they're harmonizing. Oh,
I think I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, I saw like the teasers. It was like the one with like they were like, up against the fence, right?
Oh, the music video.
Yeah.
You talk about EXO.
No, it was like for NGT. I think they were like releasing a bunch of like teasers for like multiple songs for some reason. Even though
they were called track videos. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that one, and I was like, oh, and I never listened to the song actually. I don't think about it.
And I thought it was a rap video, so I was like, okay, I'm so excited. And then the Jaehyun comes in with the vocals right after he's done. And then there's this one line where I think it was Dora, he's like, I smell some jealousy. You should just let it be. And I'm like, yes! He said, I smell some jealousy. You should just let it be. Let it be. I was like, yes, King, go off.
The poetic.
Literally. And there's no, like, Sit Down is actually like such a, it was like a hype song, but it was chill. Like it wasn't as like loud, I suppose, as like Kick It, you know what I mean? But and they bring it down with the vocals, and it's just Sit Down and just so good. If there's the only one thing I don't like, Johnny has this one part.
The only part
where it's like, sit down. What do you say? Don't stand up. Don't stand up. Please don't put your banana. And don't make me tell you again. Sit down. I'm just like, whoa, okay. Sit Down. What were the other songs? Elevator. Bruh, Sit Down was flawless from beginning to end. The album was so, so good. And I'm not going to be one of those people, like, there's NCT songs that I don't like. Punch, don't like it. Probably will never listen to it again. There's albums that I don't like.
It was like an LPD trip. No, LSD. It was like an LSD trip.
You know, when I first heard that song, I was like, what the fuck is going on? There was just so much happening.
That's what I'm telling you. That's how I felt about Kick It. It was too much going on.
Right. Even in the vocals, did it just work? Like, the vocals did not match the song. It was just so weird.
From NCT
2020. But then also, my expectations were brought down.
What? Oh, I was just gonna say the only songs I listened to from NCT 2020 were Make a Wish, both versions, and then Nectar by Wavy.
So the English version goes off.
Huh?
The English version goes off.
Yeah, a little too hard if you ask me. They could have toned it down.
Yo, this is like the problematic opinion, but the only groups who consistently do good English songs are NCT, if we exclude Cherry Bomb. Besides Cherry Bomb, NCT consistent and Wavy too.
They do it a little too good. It's a little suspicious, honestly. They do it too well. Love Talk will always be the standard.
NCT or the
Love regular Talk will always
iconic. Be Make a Wish English version. It's rare for people to have like the English version at the equals with the Korean version. And then what's it called? The regular English version was such a slapper. Like, NCT consistently do good English versions.
Yeah.
Like, it never sounds awkward. You know what I mean? The Korean version was good. The Chinese version was really, really good.
Yeah. We definitely have. What was that one?
But it's interesting because it works in other languages too. The regular Chinese version was really good too.
That was the original, apparently. Wavy's regular was OG. Then it went to Korean.
Other ones?
They did that Highway to Something.
Yes, it was such a bomb.
Oh, I didn't ever listen to it.
I love Highway to Hell. Oh my god, I think I listened to the Korean version like once and I was like, eh. But Highway to Heaven, I almost started singing, but I'm not gonna bother. Highway to Heaven is so good. Like, that song gets me hyped every time I go. Baby, you a bad girl. Watch your mouth. When I'm with you, the family, I get left. It's a little sensitive peep. What's it called? And then they did that one song with that one dude, Martine.
No, I don't know.
Did you ever listen to that song?
I was no. Yeah, you're, I feel like, you're I feel like I had really did. High hopes for. I had high hopes for Wavy's Bad Alive English version, but then they did that whole, they mixed Korean, Chinese, English. It wasn't even an English version.
Yeah, it was just a language version.
it was just everything version. I was kind of disappointed, but I mean, whatever. I'm not gonna lie, I Can't Stop the English Version, it's pretty good.
Oh, I didn't really care for it because I love I Can't Stop Me. it took a while for it to grow on me, but I watched their like Stephen Colbert like live performance, and like, oh my god, the vocals were on point. The outfit,
the original, like when I first heard it, I was like, oh, I don't really like it. But when I heard the English version, I kind of started liking it.
You know how everybody's doing like the 80s, 90s vibes or whatever now, or disco or whatever. Yeah. Twice was like the only one that actually sounded old school, right? Like twice the song.
Yeah, I oh,
that was the only one. Like,
I would say G-Friend Mondo also did really good.
Oh, I didn't listen to that one.
Oh my god, it's so good.
But, like, a bunch of groups this year had like an old school vibe to them. But twice, like, there's like that one instrument, I don't know what instrument or what, like chord or whatever it is, that you hear in old music.
No, you need to watch G-Friend's My Goal. It's literally, it embodies the 80s.
No, I think twice 70s.
Huh?
I think twice did too. Like, their song sounds old.
Yeah, I think like the other groups
like tried to get into it. Remember the instrumental? Sounds old.
Yeah.
And it was just like now, like, it was like a solid song. Like, and they started doing more ad-libs. Like, they do like a lot of ad-libs now. Before, they had like none.
Maybe a little too.
Now, like, you could just hear in the back, woo. Oh wait, so before we end the podcast, should we talk about the Shane Dawson thing this summer?
I mean, I guess that's so random now.
No, I don't know, I just thought we should, because I feel like the next episode should be like all the current stuff, so we should get over with all of the old stuff today.
Shane Dawson's canceled.
We've been new. It just took like all the white people to figure it out.
I mean, I don't know if, like, is there a specific reason you want to talk about?
Well, okay, I want to talk, okay, like, when the whole James Charles thing was happening, I just...
When I tell you, I ate that drama, I didn't even watch them, I ate the drama up like my life depended on it.
I did not watch the videos. Like, literally, they were so fucking boring. Like, okay, I saw Shane Dawson's trailer, and I was like, okay, this looks kind of interesting. And then I tried watching episode one, and it was just basically a vlog. Like, that shit, like, Shane was, like, shitting on documentaries. Like, he was watching documentaries. They were just long vlogs. Like, I was, like, watching them, and I was like, this shit's so boring. Like, I don't think... Also, like, Jeffree Star is just kind of like a boring person in general. Like, I don't know. Like, I can understand. Like,
Jericho, he's gonna come after us.
What's this geriatric ass gonna do? Anyways, they're just so boring. So I never really care for the tea. I watched like the recap stuff that the like, Drama Channels would do on like the episode or whatever. I watched those, but I really didn't care. But then I was waiting for him to like drop the tea on like the whole like James Charles shit, and that never came. There's a whole drama of like him never doing that because he like basically just like blue balled us. And then what's it called? I was low-key always on James Charles' side. I was like, this dude is what? At the time, he was like, what, 19, 20? I was like, you guys are some grown-ass men. And Tati is a whole big-ass bitch. If she's out here getting offended over gummies, really is what she was offended over. But that's literally what happened. And I was like, I just find it hard to believe that Tati was out here mentoring this dude all his life. And so I was like, oh, you're going to promote on Instagram another vitamin gummy? Okay, I'm going to expose you to all my followers, for, even though she's not even a drama channel. She is irrelevant now. Jeffrey is irrelevant now. James is hanging out in the Bahamas, being a little bit problematic with his little TikTok squad.
You know, we don't talk about that.
Oh, and Charlie's immediately.
Oh my god.
You know what's funny? People were like, isn't this you? And it was like her being like on like live a few months ago talking about, you guys have the means to stay home. You really should stay home. It's like being outside is not worth it. You should not do it. And everybody's like just seeing her and her squad at like the Bahamas and shit.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's the rich people thing. Like they think they're immune.
They really do. They're like, right, and they're like, this is our job. And I was like, first of all, isn't James a beauty guru? What, when was his job in like opening presents with my best friends? Was part of his job? I'm really interested in that.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're gonna end it here. Yeah, I think we this is one of the longest ones we've ever done.
No, I think our BTS video was the longest.
I think we'll be surprised that it's pretty long. It's like 15 minutes.
Also, Biden won, and y'all should suck it up. Not your last
one. You know what? That's gonna be our opening for the next.
The reason why Biden rigged that election.
Because they're trying to like they're trying to overturn his votes on the 6th, so we can talk about that then.
Yeah. And in a few weeks he's gonna be inaugurated.
Right.
Well, we're just
gonna
I'm gonna talk about
my theory next time when we come back. So it'll be our little incentive to come back. But I have a theory about everything.
Okay, so guys, we're gonna try rebranding this podcast to more, as you just saw, still K-pop, still K-dramas. We're also gonna want to try to do more like pop culture and just like basically like relevant things that are going on, whether it's like politics.
I think what we're gonna do is like keep the structure of like, you know how our titles are pretty honest to what we talk about, so we're gonna keep like the K-pop things, and then you'll just know when it's gonna be a pop culture one because the titles are just gonna be different. But I think we're just going to go back and forth.
We're talking about a lot today, so I don't know what the title's going
to be. I think that's the best thing to do. We kind of mixed it up this one, but I think that's like the best thing to do, like, a lot of titles.
Yeah, so for the 6 people that made it to the end, leave us a comment.
Leave us a comment. Go to Instagram. We'll be trying to upload more.
We'll update when we get 100 followers. How about that?
we'll definitely be on there. So, I feel like we should open up like a TikTok or something, you know?
Or yeah, we'll put like little like masks over our face and like renegade.
Ooh, that's not what I meant. But okay, we'll talk about it with you personally. Look out for our TikTok.
If we get to 10 listens on this podcast,
we'll
have 15 listens and 1 comment, we're going to reveal our identities.
Don't say that.
So if you 15 people made it to the end.
This is the episode where we get like 15,000 listeners.
And they're all like, waiting.
They're like, we're waiting.
I'm gonna grab a picture of like our classmates from high school.
We'll try to. I mean, I don't want to make any promises. I don't know about you, but
you're not gonna update the Instagram. There's like no point.
No, yes, there is. That's. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about updating, like, as in the next episode.
Right. Okay, we're gonna try to get to the next episode within a week.
Well, okay.
That's like doable, because now that we figured out this whole Google Meet thing, it's actually kind of easy to do this.
Yeah, so we'll try to do it more often, but also if it gets too overwhelming. Okay, well, we're gonna sign off. This is awkward.
Draw a comic. How does podcast work? Can you like a podcast?
No, you can't. Yeah, make sure to spread. You know, we know we're problematic, so make us go viral.
Feeling these people think that Mexicans are not.
We need to say something problematic that will get them to spread it. Like BTS stuff.
And more shares means that we can afford getting actual microphones.
AirPods. Yeah, because your little microphone that you have right now is yikes.
I don't know. It's actually not even in my ear. The fuck.
No. Girl, I haven't heard you properly for the last 30 minutes.
you were just pretending to reply to somebody. Like, yeah.
I've just been pretending. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So about this.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys probably next week.
Yeah, or maybe next year. Or
TikTok.
Yeah, for TikTok. At Charlie D'Amelio.
All right, we will see you guys next time then. And I don't know if you want to do something else, but yeah.
Peace out. I'm almost like hung up on the call.
You're dumb. All right, three. I'm gonna stop recording. 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Oops, I tried.